You're listening to the Americans for Truth Hour with your host, Peter LaBarbera. Each week, you'll hear compelling interviews with everyday heroes on the front lines of the culture war. People who put faith and truth above the lies of political correctness. Americans for Truth Hour will help you to stay informed and engaged on the side of life, marriage, and the God-ordained family. Please stand with us as we work to make America, in the words of President Ronald Reagan, a shining city on the hill. And once again, one nation under God. And now, here's Peter LaBarbera.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Americans for Truth Hour. I'm Pete LaBarbera. Americans for Truth is a single-issue organization devoted to opposing the powerful homosexual lobby, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, and questioning. The list goes on and on. And I'm happy to tell you today that we have one of our previous guests on, his pastor, Ken Hutcherson, who he had on for a three-part interview. He was a speaker at our banquet. And Hutch, are you on the line?
I am, my brother. How about you?
Pretty good. I'm on the line, and I'm glad to have you. I'm barely here, Hutch. Hey, first of all, how long do we have with you? About half an hour?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's make the most of that. And I want to say, first of all, Hutch, that your talk at our banquet at Americans for Truth in Chicago last year was just wonderful. We had so many people who came up to us after and said that your talk was uplifting. They were so moved that this guy who has cancer and has gone through so much is still out there fighting. And so I want to thank you for that experience, which was one of the most wonderful speaking engagements I think a lot of people ever heard. I had people tell me that.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. It was my pleasure being there with you.
Yeah, and we presented you at the time with our Truth Teller of the Year Award, American Truth Teller Award.
And I'm looking at it right now, man.
You certainly deserve it. And Hutch, I have to tell you, I was talking to your assistant Rachel off the air just yesterday, and she was saying how it's hard in your office to call in sick. Because here you are, you've launched this new campaign, which we're going to talk about, to help save DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, and mm-hmm. you've got serious cancer, and I want you to tell a little bit about that before we go on. But she said, what do you do? Hey, Hutch, I got a cold. I can't come in because I got this cold. So
kind of eliminates excuses, bro.
Yeah, it's very difficult to pull that off. But now tell us about this latest. First of all, tell us how you're feeling. How is your treatment going and all that?
Treatment's going well. I'm doing well. The doctors are absolutely surprised that with the numbers and things I had. Really, I should have been dead 4 years ago. And if I wasn't dead here, they think I should be totally incapacitated and not be able to do very much. But I'm in the office every day and preach every Sunday almost. And so I cannot complain about anything. I just had a treatment yesterday. Hopefully it'll be my last one for a while. We'll be doing the full body scans here in a week or so. And that's going to dictate how long I can stay off treatment.
Oh, man. Well, we just we'll be praying for you. And I'll say it again. When you spoke at our and if you could just recapsulate that just a bit, Hutch, you said how basically you see your cancer as just another opportunity to give glory to God.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, cancer became my pastor and my discipler. And I thank God that he found me worthy to suffer for him because he could trust me with a disease like this, still giving praise. So that's one of the greatest honors I've ever been given, brother, the opportunity to suffer a little bit for Christ for when he died for me. Suffering and dying is so different that I don't have anything to cry about on this side of my last breath.
Well, we're all thankful for you. We're thankful that you're doing well. And now what's going on with this DOMA thing? I quickly checked some websites because, I wanted to talk about that. And there they were. You're back on the hot list for gay hate. If there's such a that sounds like an oxymoron. I mean, they stole the word gay and they said it means homosexual, but they're very hateful often and they're really mad at you. What's going on? What is your plan to save the Defense of Marriage Act?
Well, what got me going was back in February, the president announced with the Department of Justice with Eric Holder that they no longer will defend DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, because he deemed it unconstitutional. And I just kind of flipped my wig, you know. Oh, no, what do you think you can do and who do you think you are to be able to come up and say you're not going to defend federal law, which was passed in 96 and by a large margin in the Senate and the House and signed by, of all presidents, Clinton. And so I decided, no, I'm not going to take this land down. The biggest problem with the church is that we are too quiet most of the time, and the only thing we want to do is just pray and leave it up to God when God has called us to do things. So I got on the phone and start calling some friends and other people in the ministry and those that I know that had the power to do different things. And, brother, you know, now about 40, 50 different ministries, 40, 50 different pastors, you know, just in that group. And, man, everyone that I call that says, yes, let's get something going. And so we got petitions that we're dealing with. We want to start a letter campaign coming up real soon, and we're going to inundate Congress and the White House with don't mess with DOMA.
Don't mess with DOMA. Okay.
Don't mess with DOMA.
Now, and is Man Up part of the campaign? Because I saw in one of the, in the video you had a Man Up shirt on. Or is that just a message for all of us? Because certainly as a country, we need to man up.
No doubt about that, my brother. That was the church. Yeah, that's a message to the church. The church needs to man up and quit being evangelic fish, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the church needs to man up and defend marriage, too. That's for sure. And
no doubt. No doubt.
And, you know,
the whole issue is that we wouldn't have to defend marriage, you know, between one man and one woman, if it wasn't for the homosexual drive for same-sex marriage, and that we have many congressmen and many when they're in the White House listening to those demands. And it tells me, you know, Peter, there's only about 1.7% of adults is even gay, and look how strong they are pushing their agenda. So if the church would stick together and we become one voice with one message, there's no doubt what we can accomplish. God's separated men at the Tower of Babel because of that, because he says unbelieving, rebellious people in Genesis 11 can do anything if they got their mind to it, and even up to their imagination. So that's why God split the languages. And so if the unbelieving society can do anything they imagine, can you believe, know what the believing society can do if we can match one language, one purpose, and one desire? And that's why I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting the churches fired back up so we can stand together and accomplish this very important thing. Because if marriage fails, DOMA fails, we're in serious trouble in this United States in the world.
Yeah, and you know, it's just incredible what Obama did. And, you know, I read an interesting essay, which maybe I'll read from later, which talked about how he didn't have the guts to come out and, he's hoping that the court overthrows, overthrows marriage.
Yeah.
And there's every possibility. I mean, I guess it comes down to Justice Kennedy is what they're saying. You know, there's a possibility that the court might do that. But
well, it comes down to God honoring his people standing up. I'm not worried half as much about Kennedy as I am about the church, because the problem isn't the Kennedys in the world. The problem isn't the Obamas in the world. The problem is Christians not standing up and being the salt of the earth the way God has called us to be.
Yeah, and it just seems to get worse and worse in that regard. On the homosexual issue, I should say, Hutch. This is the issue which I guess separates the men's from the boys, because there are so many people who are looking for a way out. And it continues to amaze me. The word of God is so clear on that issue, and yet so many people still don't want to fight. But then we're seeing some hopeful signs. For example, in Maryland, they just turned back.
Yeah.
They turned back same-sex marriage.
You know, what's so great about Maryland, brother, is that the black church stepped up. And same as in California with Proposition 8. I'm calling. Here is the black church stepping up, which is very strong family at times, but lean very strong towards the Democratic Party. And if they can stand up, where's the white evangelicals? Where's the other white Protestants out there and that is acting like we just want to love everybody and don't want anyone to call us names?
Yeah, it's like, you know, talk about persecution. You have people losing their limbs and homes being burned down of believers in Pakistan and India, mm-hmm. and yet here you have a lot of Christians who, like you say, they don't seem to want to, they're afraid of being called a bigot.
Oh, yeah.
Or a homophobe.
A homophobe, man, haters, you know. We don't like those words. But what Christians got to remember, Peter, is 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. It says, they're not going to like you just because you're children of God. So regardless what you do, regardless how you try to say it, regardless how you pretend like you are, the world is not going to like us. It didn't like Christ. It's not going to like us. So I might as well do the things that please God and have them dislike me.
Well, now, Hutch, talk about some. We got a minute and a half to the break. Talk about some of the people who are working with you. You've got Dr. Dobson. You've got Tony Perkins at Family Research Council.
Oh, my man. It's like the who's who in America that is on this coalition. And we have Dr. Tony Evans down in Dallas. We have Crawford LaRitz out of Atlanta. We have Gary Bauer there. We have Tony Perkins, like you said. We have the AFA, American Family Association, is excited about it. We have Joseph Farah out of World Net Daily. We have Jim Garlow out, the one that led the whole leadership aspects there in Proposition 8.
Yes, he was very...
One after another, after another, after another leader joining us and walking with us.
And so we're talking about getting the evangelical grassroots back involved in the marriage thing, but as an entire nation and not just in individual areas.
Right. And if the people that are listening want to sign that petition, you can go to FRC.com, www.FRC, Family Research Council.com, and click on the button and put your name on the petition.
Well, that's terrific. And we're talking to Dr. Ken Hutcherson, who's the pastor of Antioch Bible Church out in Washington State. And he's taking a lead in the effort to save the Defense of Marriage Act against the efforts of President Obama. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Americans for Truth Hour. I'm Pete LaBarber, president of Americans for Truth. Our website is americansfortruth.org or .com, americansfortruth.com. And I'm talking to my friend, Pastor Ken Hutcherson, who is the very dynamic leader out. He's the head pastor of Antioch Bible Church. That's Redmond, Washington, right, Pastor?
Yes, sir, my buddy.
And he's leading an effort to rally Christians against the destruction of the Defense of Marriage Act. What happened is that President Obama decided with Eric Holder, our Attorney General, that he was not going to enforce Section 3 of the Defense of Marriage Act, which basically declares that for the federal purposes, marriage between a man and wife is what marriage is. And so he basically decided he was going to invalidate the law all on his own, which is sort of how he likes to operate. Hutch, I mean, he did the same thing on gays in the military. He just stopped enforcing the law on homosexuals in the military. And then I watched a hearing, Hutch, with the military chiefs, and it was a sad thing to see because they were broken men, almost, it seemed. I mean, they're just all bending to Obama's desire on that. And it's like, you know, this was done in a lame duck Congress. I mean, Obama really has achieved some significant results for the homosexual activist movement.
Which he said he didn't believe in, you know, the whole time we were running.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and he said he also believed in marriage between a man and a woman. That was, I remember that with Rick Warren, and that was... incredible. So, Hutch, you're trying to get Christians motivated, and I noticed that in the homosexual activists, when they were bashing you on some of their websites, you had a video that you put out, and you said that people's religious freedom was at stake. And
oh, absolutely.
That's already happening.
Absolutely.
Even without Doma going down.
Every nation that same-sex marriage has been enforced has become law. You can see it in Canada. Now you can see it as close to home as Massachusetts, because there was a parent. You're going to not only lose your religious freedom, you won't be able to preach against it without probably being fined, thrown in jail, and you won't be your parental rights. Peter's going to be taken away from you, because in Massachusetts, one of the parents there said that they wanted their child opt out of that teaching role there in Massachusetts, and they told him that you can't opt out. And he was so... angry about that and stayed around and says, I want to know I can opt my child out. They ended up having him arrested, you know.
Yeah.
And then they told him that you can't opt your child out because it's not about sex. It's about homosexuality. And that was the excuse they used, that you cannot even, as a parent, opt your kid out of being taught about same-sex marriage.
Yeah, that was David Parker you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
The judge said, hey, that you can homeschool or private school. You know, basically, and while, as you said, all the Parkers wanted to do was have their child opted out of this ridiculous curriculum that teaches young children. We're talking first and second grade, that homosexuality, that kids can have two mommies or two daddies. And incredibly, the judge said that tolerance of homosexuality, he didn't use that phrase perhaps, is an American value. And therefore, we have to teach that value in schools. And this is what people don't understand.
Absolutely.
Homosexual so-called rights translates into the government forcing one view of a very controversial issue, in fact, an anti-biblical view. It becomes the law of the land, and it is forced on everybody. And Hutch, you look at the homosexual activists now, they're not pulling punches anymore. They're admitting that so-called religious-based discrimination is just as wrong as any other sort of so-called anti-gay discrimination.
Absolutely, my brother. And the people better wake up, you know. The best way and the thing to do is I'm not going to disown Scripture, and it tells us that these things are going to happen in Scripture. But there's nothing in the Bible that says it has to happen on our watch.
Absolutely, Hutch. And, you know, I still say to the, you know, I don't know if it would be 20 years down the road, 25, wherever, even if there's a provision in the law which says they cannot force these marriages on churches, there's going to come a day where you're going to see a homosexual activist, and they would target somebody like you, Hutch.
Oh, hey, I am proud to be the first one they come after.
Yeah, they would go there.
Let me tell you right now. Come on.
Well, they would say that they would want you to perform their ceremony. Okay, and maybe we're not right there yet, but I'll tell you where we are. Here in Illinois, since the time you spoke at our convention, at our conference, Hutch, there was a man named Jim Walder. Have you heard about this case?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, picture this. He's a Christian guy, him and another guy, to have bed and breakfasts, and the Democrats rammed through a civil unions law in a lame duck session. It seems like a lot of homosexual legislation is passed in lame duck sessions when the people aren't paying attention. When a lame duck is when the Congress has already been, a lot of the people have been voted out, but they're still sitting there until the new legislature comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you that. I'm telling our audience that, just in case anybody. But so this guy, Jim Walder, he's a Christian. I've been in his place. A homosexual couple from, I can't remember where, in Illinois, said they wanted to have their civil union ceremony at his bed and breakfast and at another guy's bed and breakfast. Well, two guys said, we don't want a homosexual civil union on our, you know, on our property, on our,
right.
We don't do homosexual ceremonies on our property. And the homosexual couple is now suing Jim Walder. I think they're threatened to sue the other guy. They want the attorney general to take action. And this guy now is being defended through Alliance Defense Fund. He faces years of litigation.
Yep.
His name will be dragged through the mud. He will be called a homophobe and a bigot, all because he didn't want to use his beautiful bed and breakfast property to celebrate a sin.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, right?
That's what it comes down to, my brother. And I'm telling you, that's why I'm calling the folks together. You better put on your helmet, or you better go ahead and crawl in the casket. That's the two avenues that we have as believers.
Right, and it's time to get passionate about the Word of God and stop rationalizing. I think, Hutch, that's the thing. It seems to be a lot of rationalizing. And then now you also see these liberal evangelicals coming out and saying that, hey, you know, as a Christian, I want to help people, and the homosexuals are suffering, so I want to support gay rights because that's the Christian thing to do. What would you say to that, Hutch?
I tell them they don't know the Bible. They better learn what the Bible has to say about standing up against unrighteousness, and there's no place for you to sit. And if a person will not repent, God says, shake the dust off your feet. And we have lost that in Christian circles today. The greatest thing I can tell you, the greatest way I can love you, is to give you the truth and get you right with God, not right with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called tough love, right?
It's called tough love. Today, man, it's called just biblical love, because we don't have much of that at all in our churches. That's why you don't see churches discipline sinners even. And at Antioch, man, if you sin and won't repent, we kick you out.
Right. Well, I think that's very hateful, Hutch.
Oh, thank you. I love that. I appreciate you joining the other group. But, hey, I got to run.
Okay, Hutch. Well, listen, God bless you and God bless this effort. And people can go to frc.org. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's the petition for the Defense of Marriage Act.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Hutch. And now we've got another guest on the line, my good friend Linda Harvey from Mission America. Linda, are you there?
I am.
Linda,
hi, Peter.
Thank you. I wanted to tackle this thing with DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, but I'm so glad to have you also because, number one, we just had a wonderful, conference, the Truth Academy in your fine city of Columbus, Ohio. And you did such a wonderful job hosting that, and it went well. It was terrific. Are you glad it's over, though?
I am. It was a lot of work, but it was very, very beneficial. And you were, you did a lot of promotion for this, Peter, and the co-hosting with you was a real privilege for me. I heard wonderful, wonderful comments from people. The speakers were, as usual, you know, so many of our pro-family friends, yourself, and others were just great. And I just heard, couldn't have been more positive.
Well, and I want listeners to understand that they can get a copy of the tape of that, and they can do that through AmericansForTruth.org. We're going to keep the price very low, I think $49 for the DVD set or $39 for the audio, but just send me an email at AmericansForTruth@gmail.com. But folks, Linda, I knew this is how she is. Right after the conference, she doesn't rest, and all of a sudden I get a call from Linda that there's a new scandal involving the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network and the Facebook page. And Linda, you've been active. Now, I have to warn people, we're pre-taping this on Wednesday, the 13th of April. It will air the following Saturday. So this will have aired after the so-called Day of Silence by the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, which is an activist day. Tell us about that Day of Silence, Linda, and what you discovered.
Well, the Day of Silence will be on Friday, April 15th.
So that it was on Friday.
Yeah, it was on Friday, so we've already done it. And it's an annual day that has been going on for about 15 years that the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network has sponsored. And it's basically a pro-homosexual silent protest, and they're tying in the issue of bullying to try to it's a Trojan horse, you know, to get into the schools. Because, yes, we know there's bullying, but no one's in favor of bullying, even if you oppose homosexuality. You don't have to embrace homosexuality and cross-dressing to end bullying. And that's they're trying to make a case for that. And they you know, manipulate kids and exploit their natural tendencies to be soft-hearted to other people by giving them very little information, and many schools are on board with this. So the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network works mainly through the Internet, through their websites, through lots of social networking to recruit kids, again, giving them not a whole range of information and getting them to have a pro-homosexual silent protest that day in their schools. And many schools are going along with this. So
right. And you, we've got 35 seconds of the break, but you talk about how this is a reflection of the dumbing down of the schools. You wrote in WorldNet Daily.
It absolutely is. It shows that they don't check facts. They're not told to check facts. And kids are being allowed one very uninformed message. So before, you know, I know you have a break. Maybe we should just tell people that we'll tell them on the other side.
Yes, on the other side, we'll talk about the story that you discovered, and it's quite an amazing one. But it talks about, you know, it shows the dangers of kids affiliating with, getting involved with the homosexual movement. But we'll be right back at the break with Linda Harvey of Mission America, missionamerica.com.
Are you sick and tired of homosexuality and gay marriage being celebrated by the liberal media and popular culture? Do you worry about the radical gay agenda being pushed on young children in schools? Are you worried that the gay movement will destroy America's religious freedoms? And are you offended that Christians are called bigots and homophobes just because they agree with God that homosexual behavior is wrong? Americans for Truth About Homosexuality is a single-issue group devoted to exposing and fighting the gay agenda. They are not about hate, but love for God's truth. They are Christians, so instead of celebrating homosexuality, they lift up the many ex-gays who have left it behind and now lead godly lives through Christ. But Americans for Truth needs your help. The gay lobby has lots of money, power, and media support, but it lacks truth. Please help keep this show on the air and educate America about the dangerous goals of this anti-Christian movement. Make your tax-deductible gift online today at AmericansForTruth.com. That's AmericansForTruth.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Pete LaBarbera with the Americans for Truth Hour, and our website is AmericansForTruth.com. My guest, Linda Harvey, is with MissionAmerica.com. Linda has done tremendous work in educating people about the homosexual agenda, especially as it applies to young people. Okay, Linda, what did you find on a GLSEN-sponsored Facebook page that's relevant to this whole homosexuality in schools issue?
Well, let me tell you how I found it first. A parent from upstate New York called me and said that she knows about, she's paid attention to the homosexual agenda for a long time, has been knows about your group, is on my mailing list, and is a parent and grandparent, and she was in her school districts on their district website, and they had a link for parents to go to the Day of Silence, which is the GLSEN-sponsored, again, the silent day that was April 15th, supports homosexuality and calling it safe schools and all that support for these kids who are homosexual. So she saw that. She said, that's inappropriate. Parents have been taken in here, that they're sending people to a Day of Silence page. So she went to the Day of Silence page. She started poking around on there, and right prominently on the left-hand side is a link to, it says GSA's Facebook. And what GSA's are is the, again, it's a coined term that's been used to really, it's Gay Straight Alliances is what it stands for, but it means homosexual clubs. And there are many thousands of these now in high schools and even down into middle schools in many parts of the country.
Which I want to talk separately. Yeah. That's our next question.
Right. So, okay, so she's going, wait a minute. Okay, so she clicks on that, and it goes to a page that has chat. It has a GLSEN logo, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network logo on the front, and photos, and some chat and all that. So she decides to poke around that page, goes over to the left-hand side, clicks on photos, and, all of our Facebook pages have a photo section. This one did, too. Clicks on photos, goes to the next page, and what comes up are numerous huge photos for pornographic gay male hookup sites. One is called nextgay.com. Another one was for trips to Thailand for young homosexual guys. Another one was a link to a homosexual male movie. And then you followed. I'm just in horror on this, and so I tell several other people out there, before we even publicize this, we decide to make sure we get screenshots of this, because they're going to take this down and deny that it ever happened. That's how these folks work. And sure enough, a whole bunch of us did that. You did that. And then you, Peter, you do all the difficult work. You went and actually checked out some of these sites, and it's certainly not appropriate for high school, not even appropriate for adults, let's be frank, but certainly not appropriate for middle school, which is 11 and up.
Yeah, it's just astonishing. And just an update, Linda, the homosexual activists are saying, oh, you don't know how Facebook works. Anybody can post a photo on a Facebook page. But the reality is, I've had gay activists post photos on my Facebook page. You look at your Facebook, and the kids know this, you look at the photos, and if there's a photo you don't like, you take it down. Now, I believe one of the photos for the Next Gay, which is the hookup site ad, was up at least since January 15th, because there was somebody put a like on it, which means they liked the photo. And so it's been sitting up there for about almost 2 months, correct?
Well, it's either incompetence or it's benign permission, because GLSEN, it has a huge staff. These folks have millions of dollars in an annual budget. They have offices in New York and a couple of other places in the country. They have an entire staff devoted to what they call student organizing, under which falls the homosexual club organization, the Day of Silence. They have people that monitor this, and it has their logo on it. So, again, this is a group that has been blessed by the National Education Association. They've been given entree to all kinds of schools around the country. If you have that kind of responsibility, you need to assign a staff member to pages with your logo on it that age-inappropriate material is not ever posted. And that's a responsibility people dealing with children and teens should do.
Yeah.
One more reason why we do not trust these folks, because we know from the past, what we've looked at, material that they have recommended, it is wildly age-inappropriate, explicit graphic material, and promotion of homosexual hookups all over the place.
Well,
so this is not a surprise to you and I.
Yes, and Linda, you're absolutely right. Whether it's incompetence or benign neglect or they actually support this stuff, it doesn't matter. They're responsible
right.
for it.
Right, and the result is you've got kids that have been misled.
Yes, you've got GLSEN is all about the youth, and they claim to protect the safety. They do everything in the name of safety, and here they have on their site links to what is probably a pedophile site, the Thai thing. Everybody knows the whole sex tourism industry in Thailand. They had a bunch of young Thai men, shirtless.
Yep.
The Next Gay, which is the hookup site. And what I did was I just went to that site and did very little investigating, and it's deplorable. And that's a whole other side of the story for me, Linda, is when you start doing this and you start seeing what the homosexual world is inviting these guys into, it's so sad. I mean, here's a site where they call it a gay dating site, but you know, you think of a dating site, you think of, you know, I don't know, what's that guy, the famous ones, Harmony.
eHarmony. Oh yeah.
eHarmony.
Right, right, right,
but when you're you're talking a gay dating site, you're talking something entirely different. I mean,
they're not asking about their favorite movie or what your favorite color is, or do you like to walk in the rain? No,
they're asking. One of the questions they ask is, and I have to say it here, that we're on at 11 at night on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. They ask penis size,
yeah.
and they had a whole drop down menu for the size. I mean, it's just, and they have, whether you use an escort, which is a male prostitute. I mean, this is the gay world that was linked to the GLSEN page, and I commend you for noticing it, because these are the people who say they're all about protecting kids. It's all what's the word they chose, Linda? Safe schools.
And of course, then the founder of this group. This is the part that I get apoplectic when I think about it. The founder of this group is part of the Obama administration, high up in the Obama administration in the Department of Education, and in charge of safe and drug-free schools with millions of dollars at his disposal to promote this nonsense, which, you know, underneath the nice veneer of all the safety talk and the support talk and the psychobabble, you have corruption of children. I mean, you have children, as I would put it, the lies of GLSEN, you know, ties children directly to bodily fluids. I mean, we're talking about things that most parents would be out of their seat and ready to do, you know, bodily harm to someone who did put the kind of things before their children if they could see it directly that GLSEN does. Not that we're recommending that, but that's the gut level reaction that most people have to protecting their children. GLSEN is just about this all the time.
The idea of, and I went on that Day of Silence site and the Gay Straight Alliance Facebook site, and you have these kids who are, I don't know, these are boys, 12, 13, 14, middle school boys. You're promoting homosexuality to middle school boys.
Yeah.
Now, if that can go on in America without consequence, then it's over. Then we as a country are going to go straight downhill, because you're getting to the point where you are promoting perversion to boys who should be so innocent still.
Innocent, and when you think about scripture and you think about history, the male culture of any society is the backbone, the strength, the honor, the nobility, the future, the vitality of the society. What are we doing with our young males? I mean, look at this. And you've looked at this a lot more, and I'm sure your heart breaks because you have all these, you know, you have all these kids at home as well. I mean, it's just, it is a symptom. I think it's part of God's judgment on us that we're doing this, and that people are not ripping their kids out of these schools by the thousands daily. They should be, because there's no reason for people to be in these schools if you have any other choices at all. Not everybody does, But I really recommend that if people have a choice, they get their kids out of these schools.
Yeah, and I think there is, well, some people have a hard time doing that. I think it's also a lot of people are ignorant. They don't really know what's going on with these agendas. But I'll tell you, it's amazing to watch the GLSEN just move ahead. And I always think about the audacity of the left. They just keep pushing forward. And they've already said there have been homosexual activists. I'm not sure what GLSEN's official position is on this, but they will open these clubs up in elementary schools.
Yes. Kevin Jennings has said that his goal is to have homosexual clubs established in every school K-12. It's right out there.
He said K-12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right out there.
That is insane.
It's a long-time goal of GLSEN.
And this is Obama's. This is Obama's guy, who's the deputy director or whatever the thing is of the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools. He's in charge of keeping.
Let me just say, this has been the GLSEN position for a long time, and Kevin Jennings wrote the foreword, a very favorable foreword to a book called Queering Elementary Education, published in 1999. And it is full of all of this. I mean, they are happy. They would be delighted to have homosexual clubs in the elementary schools. There are a few already. Mm-hmm. Most of them are private schools. I don't know of any that's in a public school yet, but many, many middle schools. Wisconsin is full of them.
Yeah.
California has many middle schools. Massachusetts, we have a few here in Ohio. I think you have a few in Illinois.
Well, you know, it's depressing to me that you have a guy who, Kevin Jennings, who wrote a favorable opening to a book called Queering Elementary Education, and he is in power in our government.
Right.
That says about all you need to know, Linda.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Well, we'll be right back with Linda Harvey. We're talking with her about GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, and the ongoing corruption of children in the name of tolerance and, believe it or not, equality. Linda Harvey is with Mission America, missionamerica.com. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody, to the Americans for Truth Hour. I'm Pete LaBarbera of Americans for Truth about Homosexuality. I'm talking to Linda Harvey, president of Mission America. Together, we sponsored the Truth Academy, which just occurred in Columbus. It was a wonderful event. You can order. We'll have information up soon on the website about ordering DVDs or CDs of that event. The homosexual protesters were out on the street protesting, but too bad none of them came in because they would have learned something. Linda, let's go back to this middle school thing. Okay, so long term, they're actually going to target elementary school kids and talk about homosexuality, which of course they are with these ridiculous books like My Princess Boy, A Mom's Story About a Young Boy Who Loves to Dress Up. Wow, that sounds very edifying for our kids.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic. Okay, Daddy's Roommate, the famous Daddy's Roommate, where we learn that being gay is just one more kind of love. These are picture books for kiddies. And the infamous King and King, in which a prince decides that he doesn't want, you know, he's not interested in any of the princesses. So, but he falls in love with another prince, and it ends with a gay so-called wedding.
Right.
So we know that they're after the elementary school kids, but let's go to middle school. These are boys who are, this is just frightening to me. I mean, these are boys who are just learning, becoming men. Some of them are prepubescent, I think. Am I accurate in that?
Well, yeah. I mean, boys mature all kinds of ages, some of them, you know, early and some later. So, yeah.
And you're telling them that it's okay to be homosexual. They wouldn't use that word. They would say gay. But then they go beyond that. It's also lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. You're taking middle school boys and you're giving them that message. That's lethal.
Well, this is probably the middle school age is probably the reason I got involved in this issue to begin with. Because along about the time I started learning about this, not only did I have a daughter in middle school, I'm a former middle school language arts teacher. And I loved those kids. I mean, I just had a great time with the kids. And But it is a very vulnerable age. It's the age where there is more bullying. It's because it's so volatile. There are kids of all, you know, your best friend may be a foot taller than you are. You don't know how you're going to be in the future. You may feel, there's nobody that has an easy middle school time. Everybody can point back and say, I was, you know, somewhat miserable during that time. Some people are incredibly miserable if you've got an unstable family life,
yes,
you've got other issues going on. So take that very volatile physical and environmental period and then throw in the hand grenade of doubting your basic sexuality. These people are masters at a demonic manipulation. I mean, I have to put it that way because that is what the homosexual agenda directed to that age group does. Kids don't know what they're going to turn out to be. And if then you take the internet, which cuts away, unless parents are very vigilant, parental screening of the information or misinformation you get, and you've got a recipe for disaster. Kids can be secretly wondering and doubting if they are homosexual without a parent ever knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of A, what they get in schools, and B, what they get on the internet.
And then Hollywood, let's for that, because, you know, we, I talked about at our conference about this
right.
Glee kiss, which is just, I mean, as I said at the conference, it shocked my soul. You know, this romantic Glee kiss between two teenage boys depicted on the show, popular characters, one of the most popular, if not the most popular TV show that young people watch. And here they had a romantic kiss between two teenage boys. I thought, you know, how many young men and boys decided right there that they're gay?
Right.
Watching that.
And then on top of that, of course, you've got liberal churches. Then youth groups and liberal churches are spending a lot of time on this issue as a rights issue, which it reinforces those impulses if they're already there. Meanwhile, conservative churches are spending no time on this issue. Their silence is deafening
because they've decided it's just too much and let's just focus on ministry only. They're
right.
They're saying ministry, and we talked about that at the conference. This
right.
ministry only mindset, whereby that's all. It's love, love, love. Very little truth. We won't even worry about the culture war. You know. Oh, but we don't want our freedoms threatened. You know. So give us a private exemption to the gay rights law. Sorry, that's not how it works.
No.
If this agenda progresses forward, you will lose the freedom, and the freedom does affect the gospel, because obviously homosexuality is a sin and the gospel is about dealing with sin. So
yeah.
Now the middle school clubs, what do you know about these homosexual clubs? I mean,
let me tell you the best story I can think of. This is a few years back too. Stony Brook, New York, which is on Long Island, the high school homosexual club, Gay Straight Alliance, whatever they call it there, had what they called, get this, outreach to the middle school. So they went over to the middle school, and with the blessing of the school district and the school, the junior high school there started a homosexual club with speakers from the, you know, the kids that they look up to over in the high school. So that came in, and then they invited in, and a parent told me about all this, in fact, got film, which I used in one of my videos. They invited in an author, a famous author of a, now he's written a lot more, but at that point it was just the first book, Alex Sanchez, who wrote mm-hmm. Rainbow Boys, which is a homosexual novel, which is graphic and misleading and all the things you can imagine.
And what's the worst part about it? And it features an affair between a 17-year-old boy and
a 29-year-old man that he meets on the internet. And the worst thing about, and they have homosexual anal sex, and the worst thing, outcome of that is not that he did that, it's that he's worried they didn't use protection, and he's worried he might be HIV positive. You know, it's not that you actually did that. And that's in this book.
That is so sick.
It's absolutely sick. There's also
And this was presented to middle schoolers?
Oh, well, this guy was brought in as the featured, as their little speaker in the library to the middle school homosexual club. And I've got on tape where he says, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't, you know, go through the graphic details of his book, but the book is right there. And he just says all kinds of misleading things to kids.
But then the come away is that the kids are going to want to read his book.
Yeah.
And so they're going to read that in middle school.
Oh, yeah. In middle school. And so and one parent was so concerned, she went in and she was able to obtain the tape of this meeting. And I put it, pieces of it in my video. But this is one of the first middle school clubs I learned about. And of course, these parents tried to get it out, but you're not able to because of the misinterpretation all over the place, and we've got let them get away with this, of the Equal Access Act.
Okay, well, we only got a minute 45, Linda, to get back. So what are you advocating now? You want, obviously, you're saying get your kids out of the schools, but for the people who can't do that, what do you tell them?
Well, I think you got to get a number of parents together. Try not to go alone, but go and object to these homosexual clubs in your school and to the things like the Day of Silence. And if the school board says, oh, no, we have to have it because of the Equal Access Act, no, point right to the homosexual pornography and explicit sites that are linked through GLSEN, which GLSEN is the founder of the Day of Silence and most of these homosexual clubs. It's a fast track into homosexual actual sex, and schools have no business being in that business.
Yeah, and you know, I that's what I learned, you know, just from this this next gay site. This is, you know, these hookup sites. This is what the adult homosexual world draws in these teenage boys, and it's just sad. And they can be converted, as it were, into this radical sexual lifestyle so readily now with the internet, as it were. We've only got 45 seconds, Linda.
Right. Well, you take the hormonal young male, and you add in confusion, and then you add in the idea of a ready, uncomplicated sex, and you've got somebody who can be messed up for life, and not only just in their mind and emotions, but in their bodies and in their spirits,
and jeopardize their eternal destiny.
Yeah.
Linda, thank you so much for coming on. That is Linda Harvey from MissionAmerica.com. Go there and support her organization. Folks, we have to be involved. We have to stay engaged in our schools. Even if you don't have a kid in school, you're a taxpayer. Go to our website, AmericansForTruth.org. You can get the other interview I did with Linda and also this entire interview. Thank you so much. God bless.
This was the Americans for Truth Hour with your host, Peter LaBarbera. Tune in Saturdays at 11 p.m. to hear compelling interviews with everyday heroes on the front lines of the culture war. People who put faith and truth above the lies of political correctness. Stay informed and engaged on the issues of life, marriage, and the God-ordained family. Please stand with them as they work to make America, in the words of President Ronald Reagan, a shining city on the hill. And once again, one nation under God. The Americans for Truth Hour, Saturdays at 11 p.m. on AM 1160.